Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for April 1st through 5th. So it's funny because I actually got back to watching it each night this week, and now I feel like I haven't watched it in forever.
Oh, okay.
So we do have a few Port Charles Pipeline. We'll get started with an update from Rocky, Max's dad, because Yay. That's what happens when your parent, you are identified by the company of your child, not your name, but we will say correct. Rocky. Max's dad, or buddy Max, because he knows stuff about coffee contracts and things like that. So, okay, this is from last week, but I will now go on a TED Talk nerd out for me selling snacks, drinks, and coffee at hospitals. It would be near impossible for Sonny to sell Corinthos coffee at GH unless he made so much coffee that he had the national contract for the rights to it. Now, he might be able to buy a shop space in it, but even then, I don't know if it would be profitable. We do have the vending machine rights at one hospital system here, but the other big ones got bid out to other vendors beyond our control. It's a very cutthroat business. Who knew that snacks were so cutthroat?
Right.
I want that Netflix documentary. I want to know what kind of shady business goes on in a vending machine, in the vending machine industry.
No, you probably don't.
I probably don't, but at the same time, I kind of do. Almost mobbish, you might say. LOL. All food, the cafeteria is ran and controlled nationally, I think by U.S. Foods or something, or at least someone who is providing a food service to hospitals nationwide. So whoever they get their mass produced coffee from, it would have to be someone big like Folgers, Maxwell House, Community, maybe Starbucks. I know our local hospital with UPMC East, they have Starbucks in it now, right?
But that's like a Starbucks kiosk, right?
But I think that's what he's saying is like, Starbucks yeah. could, but UPMC has such a big presence.
Right.
There probably Sunny, are there kiosks in all of them? Is it certain?
Right. Sonny could buy a kiosk like that at GH, but he could not be the cafeteria vendor.
Right. But it's also a fictional show, so they might as well say that Corinthos coffee is everywhere. Why not? Like, they need a little Perks kiosk in there. Or right. Grey's Anatomy has the perk, or their coffee carts and everything are
right outside. Behind. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't watched that show in a long time, so I don't know if that's still a thing.
That would make sense.
Okay, but... so Erica just yelled out, it is. She got back to watching it. I just couldn't get back in after COVID. It was just...
I'm not addicted to it when there's like nothing else to watch. I'll watch a few episodes, but I'm not like into it the way that I used to be.
Yeah.
But at GH, most of the time when they're like searching for coffee, it's the middle of the night. Are those kiosks open 24 hours? I don't think they are.
Probably not, because they're actually like manned by humans.
Right. Because I'm pretty sure like there's a Starbucks in Children's Hospital, but it's, I'm almost positive it's not open 24 hours. So.
But that's why they need the vending machine, because then they can just pour the coffee and they could even, they could mix it. They can have all the ingredients there. So you can say, I mean, you're not going to get all the different
flavors.
I got the hiccups. But you should at least have enough to have a cup of coffee, either light or dark. Like those.
He's not in that side of the mob. He doesn't have that connection. No vending machines for him.
No, he needs to work on that connection. Then there is, hello, I am glad that Sunny and Carly are over. She deserves better than him. I hope the new writers keep them separated forever and they can be co-parents and friends. In terms of Michael, he may be AJ's biological son and Sunny's adoptive son, but Jason has always been his true father. Jason was his parent, only parent for the first year.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing Michael and Danny showed that, and if Charlie remarried, then it can be true.
Aww.
Except for Michael's an adult now, but he really could. See, if Jason just comes in and is like, Michael, do you hear what you're saying sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Because like how Sam said this week, your father does not lie. Like Jason doesn't lie. He might not, or no, Liz said that.
Liz,
He may not say a lot, but he will not lie.
Yep.
He needs to kind of say that to Michael and be like, dude, I might kill people, but I got integrity when it comes to my words.
Mm-hmm. Somebody does need to say that to Sam, too, though, because she's forgetting that. I don't know. We talked about it last week. What is her spiral? I'm not getting it.
I don't know. We will totally be getting into that, though.
Yeah.
Then we have Keep Going Strong Ladies on the Wonderful Podcast. I have so many people I've recommended the podcast to pretty soon. Aww. I hope you will be growing more and more because you ladies are terrific. I hope your lives are treating you well. And I hope you know I'm always here and will always be both of your friends. And that's from Nicole.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, we got a lot of congratulations because Monday was our 5-year anniversary.
Yes.
And then Kim wrote in, since no one in my real life watches GH, I have to share my excitement with you, my podcast friends. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, we really have friends that we have made through this.
We do. We do. I love it.
I love everything around Jason's return. I love his and Carly's relationship. Love seeing the teen boys struggle with their feelings. I am absolutely loving this.
Yes.
That was my side comment. Sorry. Love the family pulling around Dante. Love Anna's phone call to Carly. Love being right that Sonny's meds are to blame for his attitude. And I know Shannon might disagree, but I love Valentine possibly being the bad guy. No.
Oh.
Okay, hold it. I am very well aware of Valentine's character. Like, I know that he is not good guy. Like, I feel like I do know that, right? Like, that does come across. Like, I know he's not a good guy. Okay.
Yes.
I think that it's just out of character for him to be doing this with the meds, just because of all the different ways that it could.
Right.
If he seriously has been working for Pikeman for years and years and years, it's all been a lie.
You're going to break up with him?
I don't know. The show seems lively and exciting. I can't wait for each new episode and really look forward to meeting you guys on the pier to find out what you think. Aw, thank you. And I can't wait to see Dex in uniform. Whee!
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, that is weird. I'm sorry. His age, that's just not something I can get on board with being like, ooh, yeah.
He's a very handsome young man.
He is, but
he will look very handsome in his uniform.
Yeah, but not like that's That's like he's closer. He's in between our son's ages, I think. He's probably actually your son's age.
Probably, but he's a fictional character, even though he's played by a real person.
He is played by a real person, though. Here, let's see how old.
In real life, I would not be approaching this poor man, but he is very attractive.
He is 26 years old.
He's the exact same age as my son. Yep, that's okay. Why'd you have to go there?
Because it's the age of our kids.
Oh, such a disappointment.
Keep up the amazing work, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
And I think that is... Oh, wait. And then Nicole did send in another. Oh, she did ask about Oliver.
Aww.
Do you have any updates about Oliver?
Oliver has still not come home. I am very sad. But again, the bright point is that there have been no squished orange cat reports in the neighborhood. And our neighborhood is crazy about. In fact, the other day, there unfortunately was a squished cat a couple streets over. And the person who posted it didn't put a description, just said there was a cat. And so Ryan was like, can we take a drive? And I was like, I don't know that I can mentally withstand this. And he's like, we need to drive. So we drove past where they said that the cat was. We did not see it. But then later that night, somebody had updated and said that it was a gray cat. And I was like, I'm so sorry for those people's, you know, for his family that he is gone. But I'm so relieved that it is not our Oliver.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, you know, you keep hearing stories about cats coming back weeks later, months later, even crazy, crazy ones a years later. So I don't know what he's doing. I really feel like someone has taken him in and fallen in love with him. And so until he escapes from their house because he wants to be outside, he won't be home.
Yeah.
But as long as he's being taken care of, I mean, I want him back, obviously, but
yeah,
I'd prefer that someone stole him than him out in the cold. And the not Oliver cat is doing very well. His hair is growing back in and he is very friendly. So,
well, that's good. But
yes. Thank you guys for worrying about Oliver. I appreciate it.
And then she goes on to say that Sonny is getting worse and worse. Thanks to Valentine. I'm so mad right now. I agree with Shannon. He's usually a good guy. I mean, I know that he turned, like he was trying to be, but I mean, he tried to kill Nicholas. He did kill Nicholas for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know why he turned. I hope that Dex gets hired for the police station at the PCPD. He deserves being ex-military with all of his honors. That new boss character is completely being suspicious, too. She's talking about the detective.
I mean,
he's
actually like
not new. He's been around for a while, but we haven't really seen him actually be beyond,
yeah.
Oh, this is do-do-do. Bye.
Right. And I think he's being cautious just because it's not normal that your police commissioner is like, hey, we're going to hire this guy, but we're not going to follow the rules for it.
Right. So. And he even says that to Dex.
Right.
And then she goes on to say, I hope that Dex is related to a family in Port Charles somehow. He looks a bit like Cody. So could he be Dominique's son?
Mm.
I know timing wise, it's actually more, hold on. Monique Stant, even though she was Baldwin when she died. She died 1997.
Which would make sense.
Wait, no, except- sorry. We did an entire 411 about Dominique. Why don't I remember this? So she died in 93. So timing-wise, I guess it could be Cody or Dex, depending on what age we think Cody is. But if we think that he's actually closer to Dante's age, then it's more likely that Dex would have been her son.
Right.
But it says she was on until 1993 and then made a guest appearance in 97. She reprised the role from December 9th to January 2nd on Port Charles from 97 into 98. Why don't I remember that?
Oh, yeah,
she appeared to Scott and took him on a Christmas Carol type journey, showing him his past, present, and future.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yes. So that makes sense. Okay, and so I think that is it. Oh, no, what? I know you might not like this, but I'm hoping he's one of the Quartermains. Maybe he will take revenge for Jason's accident.
Oh, okay.
Is Jason's accident its own subject? Why have we not thought about doing Jason's accident?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just listed under vehicles, explosions, and crashes.
Oh, nice.
So, all right, we can dig deeper into that later. But okay, yes. So I think that would be interesting. Who have we been? I've been saying Faith.
You have.
I am mostly aware that he's not going to be.
I mean, you never know. They make crazy changes all the time. So
right.
Can't roll anything out in the soap world.
Exactly. And something I actually wanted to do at the beginning of the show that I didn't. So sorry. If anyone is a newer listener, I just kind of wanted to run down the format of the show real quick, where at the beginning we do what's called the Port Charles Pipeline, and that's basically where we read emails that are being sent in to us with different fans' thoughts and, you know, things like that, like we just did. And then we talk about the Hulu headlines, which is the headlines that Hulu has listed. And we tell you what the 411 is. And the 411 is our Thursday episode. And that is when we dedicate the time to either a subject, a character, sometimes interviews with either cast members or other General Hospital fans or fans of our show, which are often both, or things like that. So this upcoming Thursday, we're actually going to, I think this might be the first time we share a specific subject. Are you there? Did you freeze? Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Oh, Emily's calling, so that's why it froze. Sorry.
Okay. We are going to reshare Karen Wexler's pill addiction, because that seems to be such something that Jagger is still stuck on, even though, you know, listen on Thursday and you'll know more. Do you know that we actually never did an entire 411 about Karen?
No.
We never did a full Karen episode.
Oh, I thought we totally did, because we talked about how much I love her and then she talked to us.
Right. No, we talked about the pill addiction. I'm just not finding it, unless it's just not on.
I'm sure that you would find it.
Well, let me see, because I checked Spotify and not, I didn't check the website, which actually would have searched Karen. Yep, we did Karen Wexler's pill addiction and our chat with Carrie Shane.
Oh, that is so crazy.
So we're probably going to have to do another one on Karen. Guys, we are going to pick up on Bobby, but as you know, or if you're new, sometimes we have to address current subject matter.
And Jagger is just so, not Jagger, sorry, Agent Cates.
John.
So heck bent on punishing Sunny for the fact that, oh, Karen was addicted to these pills. And that seems to be his total motive for taking him down, which had nothing to do with the ending of their marriage or her death.
Oh,
so
but wait, they were never married. According to him, it was his high school girlfriend. So they never rode off into the sunset on the motorcycle that Alan bought.
All right. Are we just making Jagger a total narcissist at this point and forget everything else?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Maybe that's why I was attracted to him. That seems to be my type.
But the old Jagger wasn't that way. The old Jagger was a conflicted, recovering, troubled youth.
Maybe I just had the intuition to know that's how I was going to end up.
In 30 years, they're going to totally undo everything they're doing right now.
And he's going to pick on her and still feel like somehow she's his property and that he can try to get revenge for something that really had nothing to do with him. Yep, sounds just like my type.
Ryan excluded.
Ryan excluded, sure.
Why is... my Hulu's not letting me log in.
What'd you do?
I don't know.
All right, hold on. I'll see if I can get mine. Where is Hulu on my phone?
Oh, there it is. Okay. I was putting in the wrong password, and for some reason
it wouldn't let you log in with the wrong password.
Jeez. No, but for some reason it logged me out too.
Yeah.
Weirdo. Okay. So, Monday, April 1st, and they didn't do anything anniversary-ish this week. Their 61st anniversary was Monday.
Right.
And nothing. Talked right. About no history.
Nope.
Has been mentioned. So, okie doke. Jason visits Elizabeth and Jake. Dante confirms whether or not Jason shot him. Anna puts Sunny on notice. Diane helps Alexis on her appeal. Natalia takes over Blaze's deception contract. Which I'm confused at, being that Brooklyn's her manager, but okay.
Right?
Tuesday, April 2nd, Drew checks on Nina at work. John has a new plan to take down Pikeman, which he is... No, he's not. That's right. Okay. Jason reveals something to Anna. Carly and Michael make a confession. Dex gets interviewed about joining the PCPD. Wednesday, April 3rd, Chase and Brooklyn ask Dante for a favor. Finn opens up to Elizabeth about his dad. Sasha and Cody admit their feelings. Blaze fills Christina in on her new job. And Tracy crosses with Stella. Thursday, April 4th. Really? I feel like they got along. They were...
Yeah.
They were hanging out talking. Okay, whatever. Thursday, April 4th. Terry offers Tracy some advice. Curtis comforts Trina. Jocelyn is in shock. Kevin and Laura check in on Heather. Sasha offers her culinary skills. And Friday, April 5th, Drew chews out John. Lois helps Brooklyn with a wedding dress crisis. Sunny and Natalia get better acquainted. I kind of like that one because it's kind of like, and how is that considering it's Sunny?
Right.
And in 9 months, Blaze has a little sister. Christina and Joss argue. Anna questions Brennan about Pikeman, and Sam is worried about Danny. So where do we want to start?
Oh, geez, there's so much. I'm trying to think, like, what stuck out. I'll just go, I don't think, did it even say anything about Christina and Nina?
No, it didn't.
Okay. Yeah, I felt like that was totally out of place. Like, why is Christina just showing up in Nina's place now and being like, I really hope you and my dad get back together. Oh, by the way, I'm pregnant. Oh, now I have to go. Like, I understand they were looking for a way to have her overhear that Blaze was the new spokesmodel, but they could have done it anywhere else. That was just felt awkward that she was there.
Right. I have, why do they have Christina walking around going into everybody else's business?
Right.
She's boss, like, she's basically going around being like, do you want my opinion about something that you really don't need it about?
Yeah. And I can understand her being upset about Blaze not talking to her first. But again, it just felt weird that it happened there. Like,
well, and I was wondering, did I miss something? Did I miss where she even had the opportunity to share this with Christina? And because for Christina to snip back with, oh, deception, you know, and like insinuating that Blaze is being deceptive and intentionally withdraw, you know what I mean?
I think they're trying to throw it like with the, oh, pregnancy hormones. And I mean, they are supposed to be girlfriends. So like, you're not texting your significant other to be like, hey, oh my gosh, I'm going to go talk to deception about being their spokeswoman. Like, yeah, I feel like that's something that you would say. But
absolutely. I just felt like it was off, especially with her mom being there. Like, she should have put two and two together with, all right, this is happening.
Right.
She'll tell me later.
I just feel like Crimson's offices are at the Metro Court. They could have walked into each other anywhere else and it would have made sense, not that she's going to Nina just to be like, oh yeah, I hope you and my dad get back together again. Like, yeah, I can tell he misses you. Well, you obviously haven't been paying attention because Ava's been doing a fine job of making sure that he's not too lonely.
Not just that, though. He has been super adamant about not wanting anything to do. So where's Christina getting this, my dad misses you, from?
Right.
You know, at no point has Sunny even given a hint of hesitancy towards divorcing Nina and not being with her.
And Nina keeps saying, well, I think everything will be okay because I haven't signed the divorce papers. No, that does not mean anything.
I have a secret weapon. Ava's living there.
Right. First of all, you don't know Ava as well as you thought you did. And
who said to her, though, have you ever known Ava to not do something that didn't benefit her?
Was that Christina?
It might have been.
Or Maxie. It was Maxie.
It was. Yes.
Yes, Maxie. Because she's like, Nina's like, I'm going to send a note over to Sunny's that says, congratulations on your birth of your new niece or nephew. And Maxie's like, please don't. That's desperate. And she's like, well, then I'll send it because, well, and Maxie's like, no, please don't do that. That's desperate. And she's like, you don't really think I'm being desperate. And Maxie's like, yes, I do. That's why I just said that is desperate. Don't do it.
Like, we can put your picture on the desperation box. Like, as the label, like, you're the spokesman for desperation.
Exactly. Deception has a new line of cosmetics called Desperate. And here, Nina is our spokeswoman.
I know love makes you do dumb things. Like, it just, and it can make you blind to things. And I know that we are not the biggest Nina's fans, you especially, but she's also not this dumb.
Right. I feel like, okay, I have definitely made mistakes when it comes to love. And you may definitely hold out an illusion of a relationship with someone, but that's something that you confide in your best friends with. Like, that's a conversation you and I would have where I would be like, but I really hope blah, 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 blah. And it's between us. I don't tell every person on the street, oh yeah, I'm still pining after this guy that I have no chance with, because first of all, you're like a self-respecting woman, or you should be, and right. you're not a teenager anymore. It's not even like this is Joss walking around crying about Dex. Like, come on, Nina, you are a full-grown woman at this point. You should know that that looks desperate and not to do it that way.
Right.
Yeah. And you have seen her in relationships where she was more like playing it cool and like getting the guy's attention and what, like, she knows how to play the game. She's not
right.
dumb to how this all works. So, right. yeah.
I mean, I guess she's never been with a mobster before.
I mean, neither. That's one thing I haven't done either, but I just feel like it wouldn't change the way you behave that much. In mm-hmm. fact, to me, it would probably make me be even more guarded about telling the whole world, because you don't right. want enemies knowing that you are vulnerable to him.
But that's the thing, though, is that she's not considering anything that actually has to do with Sunny. She's only considering herself.
And what?
That's, Nina? That's why it's blowing up in her face, is because she's not the only person that this is impacting.
Nina only thinking about herself? You're kidding.
I know. For a second, I thought that they were trying to put sparks with her and Drew.
Oh my God.
Did you feel that way?
Yes.
And then I feel like they ended the conversation, though, with no sparks. Like, there's no even glimmer of...
Right. Like, no, that is a no way.
Oh, I lost my job.
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't have let him barge in.
No, her name is Madison.
Oh, I thought that I didn't pay attention to the actress. I just assumed that it was Shannon and she was getting fired because you let him barge in.
No. Oh. New assistant's name is Madison.
I'm sorry.
Well, to be fair, Nina did get fired and Shannon was probably like, I need a job.
True.
But you would have thought resourceful when that happens.
You would have thought that Carly would have kept her just for her knowledge.
Right?
But maybe not. I don't know. I'm sorry about the loss of your job. I hope you get some good unemployment. I know that was your letter of job. Reference.
I know. I'm just more disappointed. Yeah. Okay. And then, I think that was it for Nina, right?
Yeah, that was all. She talked to Drew. She talked to Maxie. And she talked to, she met Blaze, but it was just a nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. She was really talking to Christina.
Well, let's just follow Christina. So Christina then talks to Blaze about the whole thing. And I guess they cleared the air.
Yeah, I feel like she accepted her apology. Like, my mom was here and things were moving fast and I wasn't even sure I was going to take it because I didn't take it last time.
Well, and then Blaze's mom comes in and changes the entire contract and nothing about her personal life is allowed at all. I am all for that, but not for the reason
right.
that she's doing
right.
it.
Right.
I do exactly. think that celebrities, just because they have a public presence, I don't feel like that gives us public access to everything about them. But she also just changed the complete role. Part of the face of deception from day one has been product placement. And guess what? I mean, Suzanne Summers had the Thigh Master, you know?
Right.
Famous celebrities have products that they promote.
Yes, and they promote them on the home shopping networks. You see famous people, like, that's the place to sell. It's right. one-stop shopping for everyone.
Exactly.
They're not making 20 appearances. It wasn't like, I know it was kind of in there that she'd make appearances, but it wasn't like she's stopping at every, like, Rite Aid and, like, hawking right. products.
She's not going on a mall tour like Tiffany.
Yeah, exactly. She's.
Oh my gosh, they should do a mall tour like Tiffany and Debbie Gibson.
That would be she
can
wonderful.
Be she can be promoting her music and the product because it's going to be available at Wyndham's department store, which is on the second floor. Go check it out. That way she's not really promoting. She's not pushing it how her mom thinks she is. Mall tour. That's the answer.
Are there still malls anymore that actually are functioning? That's the
abandoned question. Mall tour. That is the answer.
Because I'm thinking of our local malls and I'm like, wouldn't go there to buy products.
Write in and let us know if your local mall is a problem or is it just us? I do think a mall tour. See, and then she could revive the malls. How's Mall of America doing?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Neither have I.
We should make a trip.
We should do some research.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. What is the Buffalo, New York Mall? The Walden Galleria.
That sounds fancy.
I know. Over 200 places to shop.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're fine.
So yes, have her start with the local mall. And then.
Okay.
Have you ever watched How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
Robin Sparkles has the song, Let's Go to the Mall.
No,
it's stuck in my head now. The Let's Go to the Mall song is now stuck in my head.
That's okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then Natalia sees Sonny, and he has said it more than once now to her that he has accepted Christina from the day she decided to come out to him.
Yep.
You know, I do like that he was at least, do I wonder if some of the horrific experiences that she had with guys is, but then he's like, no. It has nothing to do with it. It's
right.
She was trying to figure it out, and here we are.
Yeah. I feel like Sonny is good at accepting, and that's what he was trying to tell her. Like, she's stop looking for an excuse for her relationships now. This is where she's at. And even if at some point in time later she says, oh, you know, she has other interests, like, her career will roll with that. Like, that's just how it goes. I mean, the world that we live in today, most people are very accepting of the lifestyle.
Like, is she not paying attention to any pop culture? Because if so, then you are being a bad manager because you are not paying attention to the industry.
Right, exactly.
Like, gone are the days. Okay, so Lance Bass, perfect example. He could not have come out in the 90s.
Right, you know, right.
He dated Danielle Fishel. Danielle Fishel. He took her to prom.
Yep.
She loved him. They did a great interview with her on his podcast. And now he's like, no, I was always gay. I just wasn't allowed to be.
Right.
Because it could ruin NSYNC. And now it's wonderful that he's able to share his life with us, you know, and no one's, oh, but he must have had a bad experience with girls. I mean, he dated Topanga. So no.
Right. We're not calling up Danielle being like, why did you break him? No, he was just like that.
Exactly. It was, no.
I don't know. Her mother is just beyond overbearing and completely mind closed to her daughter and to her daughter's feelings. And it's ridiculous.
Well, and that's kind of what Brooklyn said. So Natalia pulls Brooklyn aside because she was late to their meeting because of a wedding emergency. And Natalia's like, I've never heard of a wedding emergency and whatever. And okay, that is fair. Like, I did understand her point of view is, okay, is this too much for you right now? Because I'm not letting my daughter's career be sidelined or started off on the wrong foot because you're too busy with your wedding.
Right. No, I understood her concern there. But at the same time, I'm sure that she's talked to Blaze before, and Blaze has said, like, Brooklyn understands me because she dealt with the same scummy manager. She's on my side. She's this, she's that. And okay, yes, it's not professional of Brooklyn to be missing meetings because of wedding dress issues. But how many times has that happened in the past? Not at all.
Right. And she has fought for Blaze. You know, it's outside of now being partnered with Deception, she has been doing an excellent job representing Blaze. So this one little snag, but then Natalia goes into, again, none of her personal life will be discussed. And Brooklyn was like, so what Blaze does in her personal life is Blaze's business.
And exactly. I've never managed that.
Yeah. She wants to share that with people, she's going to have our support is basically, I don't think she said she's going to have our support, but she was basically letting Natalia know, I know what you're trying to do and I'm not supporting you. I will support her if she wants to keep that part of her life private. I mean, there's plenty of other celebrities that keep their personal lives private, and that's fine, you know?
Yes.
But it's like when Janet Jackson got divorced, we didn't even know she was married.
Exactly. Exactly. And we don't have a right to know that unless she wants us to. So it makes me sad because I know the actress from All My Children, and she was so sweet and so kind and so loving. This is not how she would act. And so it kills me whenever they're having her be like this, because I'm like, no, that's not Maria, but it's not Maria. So,
but I kind of like that though, because I like when they're able to change, that they're not just doing the same character just on a different show.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. I mean, maybe we're naive. I mean, I'm sure that some parents still have those reactions.
Well, that's awful.
Even, yes, but, mm-hmm.
No.
And what is she going to do when Blaze wants to support Christina's nonprofit? Whatever happened with that? Are we anywhere near opening? Weren't we supposed to open in like 2 days? And then the 2 days is a stretch, but she was supposed
right.
to be opening.
I think it was supposed to open in like June. Wasn't it right before summer it's supposed to open?
Okay.
They were finalizing everything. So she does still have some time, but no, I haven't heard much about it because she's so excited. That
but Blaze is obviously going to support her.
Right.
So what's going to happen?
I just feel like if you see them in a relaxed environment together, you can see that they are together. It's not going to take long for a paparazzi to snap a picture and be like, hey, and you can't really protect her from that. I mean, that's the problem with being a celebrity. That's how we know all the things we do know about celebrities that they have not let out themselves. So right. I don't know. She's just whatever. And I'm not sure what they're trying to do with like having her and Sunny talk. It's like she's flirting with Sunny. And I'm like, you can't be with him. That's your daughter's girlfriend's father. And he's involved with other people. Stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wants Blaze to be a woman of mystery. Mm-hmm. And again, that is totally fine if the reason just was because Blaze is not going to be good at handling the public pressure.
Right. You
know, not because of Christina.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
All right. Do we just want to get into her, Christina and Joss?
Yes. I thought that was beautiful. Like, I understand, like, Molly saying, don't upset her. She's pregnant. But she's having a pretty standard, healthy pregnancy so far. So getting in a screaming match is not going to cause her to miscarry that baby. Unless
but
there's
Molly
something
doesn't
else.
Know going. That, and they've already dealt with so much.
I know.
You know, but first pregnancy. You are watching everything.
No, not first pregnancy. I wasn't.
No?
But no.
Okay. I was. Yeah.
Well, that's not surprising. There's the difference in our personalities. No, I was everything is fine. It will all be fine. So I didn't worry about anything. But yes, Molly is a worrier for good reason in this case. However, Christina is Christina, and you knew that whenever you let her become your surrogate. So that was a total natural thing. Joss would be talking to her mom, complaining about Sunny, and Christina would overhear it and have to butt into the conversation, and it would be an argument. And they're yelling at each other, and then Carly's like, you really need to think about the fact that's her dad. Don't be so mean. And right. Joss is like, please don't make me apologize. And she's like, I'm not telling you have to apologize.
And that's saying, your like, sister's sister. So it's like, thing. Even if right. it's your sister's right. sister.
Exactly. But yeah, I loved it. I felt like that was 100% how that would go down in real life.
I loved when Joss turned around and got some breath and she was like, be an adult.
Before she went and dealt with
that. That was with Dex though. That was with Dex.
Yeah.
Not with Christina. Yeah. I think that we're having Christina really deny Sunny's. It's one thing for her to turn a blind eye to it and
right.
know, but she's not going to talk about it.
Yes.
She's basically saying, my dad's a saint. Although she right. did say to Joss, you have my dad to thank for like your entire life. And that's what Joss was. She's like, well, she said something. And we talked about this, that Joss does just need to recognize that she had the life she did because of Sunny. But like she said, she was a child. I had to live with my parents.
Right. I didn't have a choice where I was living. And I feel like Joss way more than normal kids. Like, no, Jax is rich also. Sunny was rich and took care of her and she lived with her mom. But it's not like she wouldn't have lived a life of luxury if she wasn't with Sunny.
Right. Jax but I thought taking it was care of them.
Yeah, but I thought it was funny that she's like, you know, what do you know about my dad? And Joss is like, he's a mob boss and has enforcers? Like, what are you talking about? So, yeah, that was...
Hi, Cookie.
Oh, my cats are in here, too. It's a cat party.
Oh, yeah, we're on Zoom. And I'm in the kitchen, so I hope it sounds okay.
Yeah.
I'm using my mic, so yeah, but the audio we hear is not always the audio that comes out.
That's true, I guess. But you sound fine to me.
Thank you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah. Oh, but there is a new manager at Bobby's, Hunter Cruz.
Yes.
And Curtis and Trina come walking in, and Curtis gets a ton of applause.
Uh-huh.
And she calls him dad.
Uh-huh.
Over and over again.
Uh-huh. Funny how the day before that, he's like still unsteady as he stands up.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost falls holding on to the mantle of the fireplace. But by the next day, he's strolling in. Like, I know she was holding his arm, but still, he was walking way too much for somebody that just started walking.
I mean, I have no idea, but I agree. Like, it's, I don't know.
I mean, I kind of equate it to like a baby. Whenever you see a baby take their first three wobbly steps, you don't then take them out and be like, come on, we're walking the mall. Follow me.
Right. Right. No, exactly. And that's the thing, is that Stella had walked in on him standing. And yeah, sorry, we just went backwards on that. I just stuck at Bobby's and then.
No, you're fine.
That happened. And he didn't want to tell anyone. And Stella's like, do you remember why your marriage just ended before Portia?
Right.
And why you almost didn't keep a marriage with Portia?
Right.
Secrets ruin families, relationships.
And I agree that he shouldn't have kept it a secret, but I just don't think it was realistic at all that one day he's still that unsteady. I mean, I just think of me personally with my comfort level. If I was just relearning how to walk and I still felt that unsteady holding on to a mantle, I would not then be walking like across the entrance to the restaurant and all that stuff.
Right. Even with a cane. I mean, it's, I don't know. And I'm just replaying it in my head right now. Was Trina supporting him on the side he was using the cane?
No, I think she was on the opposite.
She was on the other side. Okay. I don't know why. I just had it in my head. I was like, but then he did tell her that his time in his wheelchair opened his eyes to how people are mistreated, how many elbows to the face, how many, you know, just being dismissive. And I'm really, really hoping that means that Curtis is going to do something with that. However, he also could have done something with that in a wheelchair. I am honestly so mad that they had him walk.
Yeah.
We just can't have disability on the show. We just can't.
Right.
Because, I mean, Donna had spina bifida. It was a huge, and now she's perfectly fine.
Yep. She's perfect.
It's sad.
And we talked about that whenever he got shot. Like, obviously, as much as we loved the character, how he was, we said back then, like, we do not want him healed in some miraculous something that only Port Charles happens to have. And like they even said, he got the surgery done. It was like a 10% chance it would work. But of course it worked on him.
Right. And I just misspoke because I said Donna had spina bifida. She still does. Just, okay. She still would.
Right.
If we didn't just change the entire storyline. And I'm sorry. I think that would have been great to explore parenting, like learning how to parent.
Right. Yeah, we don't have time to get on our soapboxes about that. I did love the scenes with Donna, though, and them cooking. And I loved that Carly's like, hey, Willow, can you help me make a salad? Because I like don't even do this.
Okay. We know Sunny was the cook, but Carly doesn't even know when a noodle's done.
I mean, I would hope she's not really that clueless, because even I have basic cooking skills and knowledge, but it didn't shock me.
You know when a noodle's
that.
Done, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she asked Joss, how do you know when a noodle's done?
I don't think I was paying attention to that. I think I was paying attention to when she said that Dex was the one that taught her to cook and stuff. I don't think I paid attention to when she asked how a noodle's done.
I would have loved for them to have had a scene where they were eating the lasagna and Donna says something about, oh, this tastes like Dad's spaghetti sauce or something like that, kind of reminding her you might have picked up on some things from him too, you know?
Right.
Or even Carly possibly just saying something like, wow, this could give Sonny a run for his money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Carly did thank Willow for her help with Jason, and Willow's kind of like, well, what choice did I have? It's like, you had the choice to not do that. And then she just so nonchalantly is like, yeah, I was worried about stealing medication from the hospital, but thanks to Spinelli, I'm not going to be caught.
She was only scared about stealing the medicine when it set off the alert that there was meds missing. Like, when she did it, she didn't realize that this locked cabinet was going to set off an alarm that there was, or someone was going to count, I guess not an alarm, but someone was going to count and see that. And so I was just shocked whenever they realized I stole a whole bottle of pills. But luckily,
and she was in a cult. I mean, cults typically are super strict about, like, everything. And a lot of and she was in Dawn of Day, which was comparative to Nexium. And I mean, I don't doubt that they counted down to the pill, you know, so she wouldn't have thought that a hospital would do the same.
But Spinelli fixed it. And Carly's just like, yeah, Spinelli's great to have around. There wasn't any more with Spinelli and Maxie. That's what I'm like disappointed with. Come on, show us some more. But it's Hulu headline said that they asked Dante a favor. It's not really a favor. Like, they asked him to be a groomsman in the wedding, but I don't consider that a favor. That's like an honor. Hey, you want to be in our wedding? And then
part of it is he was just shot.
Are we
really asking someone in their hospital bed, hey, he hadn't been told that he could be discharged yet, right?
Right. You're going to be okay to walk,
right?
Moving
the wedding up, can you be in the wedding?
Yeah.
Can I move my arm first? Thanks.
But then the nurse came in and was like, who wants to go home today? And so now he's all better.
And he went home, and Sam was all concerned because Danny didn't come home with the rest of the kids. And it turns out that he had been at Eckerd's getting Dante's favorite donuts. I did like the dessert for dinner before dinner. That was sweet.
That was cute. But I just didn't understand Sam. Like, here, I'm going to give you your phone back so I can track you. Like, you really expected him to not have a reaction? I'm not saying right or wrong, because as a parent, you do what you have to do. But you really thought you were going to be like, here's your phone back with a tracker on it. And he was just going to be like, oh, yeah, you must absolutely trust me.
Well, and where the tracker is him staying away from his dad.
Right.
You know, and Dante was like, I don't think that's a good idea. And she says that, she's like, did I even know Jason? Did I ever even know him? Are you kidding me?
Right. I don't get this. Like, total flip-flop.
So you always say mom gets and say. I don't typically agree with it either. I really don't agree with it now.
I mean, mom does get and say, but I don't agree with her either. Moms can be wrong.
Yes. That's why they don't get the final say.
They get the final say, but sometimes they have to come back and be like, I'm sorry, I made the wrong decision, because they are humans too.
But she's going to deeply regret this, because I just see it going south.
Well, I mean, she admitted her mistake as soon as she made it. She sat down with Dante and was like, well, that didn't go like I thought it was going to go. And he was like, really? Again, you gave him a phone with a tracker. You thought he was going to think that showed trust and respect. It did not.
And you're telling him to stay away from his father, who he obviously has missed and he's curious about. And
And you're forgetting that his father
has some kind of a relationship. Right.
Like, Jason's not a danger to his kids ever. And whatever situation he's put in, he still protects those kids.
His lifestyle makes his kids in danger. But that's also why he allowed Lucky to, Jake is Lucky's name.
Right.
because he didn't want Jake to be a casualty. So he makes right. the best decisions that he can. But
right.
here's the thing. Sam had Danny with Jason when he
fully
was
aware.
Enforcer, when he right. was an enforcer, and Sam was aware of exactly what Jason does.
Right.
Like, she's questioning now that he's an FBI informant, but she didn't, but he was perfectly fine when he was actually legit killing people.
Right.
Or not legit killing people. Now he has the green light to kill.
Right. And he's telling everyone, I have not said anything about Sonny. Like, I am not here to take down Sonny. So what is your problem? FBI informant has to be better.
Right. I mean, at this point, really, there's no difference between him and Dante, other than the other mob families looking at his coming back as a threat. And once they find out that he's in the FBI, but guess what? Jason's not going to allow Danny around that.
Right. But that brings me to Jason talking to Agent Cates. What does he have on Carly now on top of her insider trading?
I don't know. What? I don't know. I'm so confused by that, because that's what he also... Did he say that to Anna too? Did he talk to Anna this week?
Yeah.
Yes, because he went to talk to her, and she's like, so I found out that you are protecting...
You're protecting someone.
And then she's like, Carly.
Yeah, well, she heard Jagger say, if you don't hold up your side of the bargain, then I'll take Carly down.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she was like, oh, you're protecting Carly. And he was like, yeah, don't tell her. But like, what else did Carly do? I'm so confused.
If it's over all this SEC stuff, like, someone needs to catch him up quick and let him know, oh, hey, your brother actually went to jail for that. It's kind of done now.
Right. They said, what, RICO violations? What's a RICO violation?
That's what they could get Sonny on, too. I wonder if it's... So it's when someone commits a pattern of racketeering actively within 10 years. So RICO stands for Racketeer, Influenced, and Corrupt Organizations, and it was passed by Congress in 1970 to eradicate organized crime in the United States.
Okay.
A pattern of racketeering is defined as more than two racketeering crimes. An enterprise might be a crime family, a street gang, or a drug cartel.
So they have to have something on her from when she was playing boss?
That's what I'm wondering is, did something happen? Could it be Novak and Buscema's murders?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But exactly. I guess
that would have to be it. Because, yeah, I'm like, it doesn't have anything to do with the insider trading. What else did she do wrong?
Right. I don't know. But then earlier in the week, Jason had gone to see Liz. I loved everything about the time at Liz's house, from her... Seriously, the plumber hasn't finished my shower. I need to get in there. Like, Aiden, hurry up.
I just worked a double shift. I just want a shower.
And then he had just found out that Epiphany died.
Yeah.
But he congratulated her on becoming head nurse and told her that Epiphany would be proud. It kind of has to stick to him right now. I mean, first of all, everything else that has happened, but then to come back and Bobby Britt and Epiphany have passed.
Right. Right.
But Jake let him know exactly how he's feeling.
Right.
I thought he did a good job. I thought that he wasn't disrespectful, but he was definitely getting it off his chest. Like, you wouldn't even be back if it actually had anything to do with me.
Right. So, we hit on it for a minute. I feel like Liz did the best that she can. Listen, your dad has reasons that we may not understand, but if he says he can't tell you, there's a reason behind it. And he's not a liar. So, and if he's sticking around in town, he's going to keep showing up, trying to show you that he's available if you need him. So I'm excited to see where that all goes.
But he's also not going to hunt him down. He's going to let Jake come to him and let him know that he is available, like you said, but he's not going to hound him, because he knows what that's like from everyone hounding him after his brain crash, his car crash that caused the brain damage, and they kept running after him. You know, like they wouldn't leave him alone. They just wanted him to be theirs, you know, and he's letting Jake deal with it the way that Jake needs to deal with it, but
right.
He'll be there when Jake's ready. And then Gregory doesn't want Liz to be a part of his treatment. I loved this week was really good. I really, really liked that interaction because he was like, so I'm not trying to be a jerk, but like, I want you to be my family. I don't want you to be my medical provider.
Right. Exactly.
And she thanked him for letting her know. She's like, thank you for letting me know.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right. And I appreciated that she went right to Finn then and was like, listen, we all need to take a step back because he is not happy.
And then what did Finn do immediately?
Yep. And Gregory called him out on it. Stop calling my doctor.
Yeah. Oh, and then Liz was talking about regretting her time with Jason when she was talking with Finn. I don't like that they're making Sam and Liz question the time that they had with Jason.
When they were both so madly in love with him.
Right.
These were not casual relationships, or at least not casual feelings behind them.
Right.
So that was ridiculous.
And they both were 100% aware of what Jason's life was.
Absolutely.
Like there was not the Nina shield that she has put up that she's like, I don't want to know anything about your business. Both of those women knew exactly.
Right. Ridiculous.
Oh, but Sunny went to see Anna and tried to get her to arrest Jason, and she lost it on him.
She did. I was so shocked. Yeah. Like, I knew she'd been saying she was rethinking him, but to hear her say it to him, I was like, oh, Anna means business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then she asked, like you've mentioned earlier, Detective Bennett to hire Dex. And he's like, sure. What did he get on the test? And she's like, so here's the deal.
Right. I haven't had him take the test. I want him to have a little extra time to study. And he's like, that's not normal, but okay.
Can military experience be used instead of passing police exam?
No.
I know you know the answer, but I'm just saying.
No. No, it cannot. You get extra points.
Law enforcement officer job applicants who hold a military police occupational classification and have experience that occupation may qualify for a waiver in some of the basic training requirements. Many law enforcement agencies recognize the value of your military experience, and you may be rewarded for it by streamlining or fast-tracking your applications, waiving education requirement, and adding preference points to exam scores.
Yes. No, I definitely knew that it could cover instead of having like a bachelor's or whatever. And
but I mean, if it's just tracking your application, completely avoiding doing a test is fast tracking.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, my ex wasn't he was military police, but he had just done like basic training and stuff. He had never been in any wars, so he would not have had the experience. But I know he still had to take the test, but he did get extra points for being military.
And Dex was not in a police rank with so it's not like he's transitioning, because that's where they're talking a lot about military police occupational classification.
Right.
So I mean, I feel like it's absolutely questionable that she's doing it. I feel like she could be onto a loophole that's not going to be, it's going to be looked at, but then it's but we're counting his military experience, right. You know, so. But then I love Detective Bennett interviewing him and talked about his experience, talked about his service. You know, it was not a dishonorable discharge, blah, 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 blah. You know, yeah, there was a fight, but you were honorably discharged. So it must have had, you know.
The merit to it, yeah.
Right. But he kept saying, so you don't have any letters of reference or any information about your previous employer, and Dex is being elusive.
Right. They were very saying, private.
Right. Like they're private people. You know, this is a thing. And then Bennett's like, yeah, so I know you were working for Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of where we ended it.
Right.
But then he did go, hold it. Is that where we ended it with the two of them? Because then he went to Kelly's with his HR paperwork. Which,
oh, that's right. He did.
They didn't tie that up, right?
Right, right. It was like he was questioning the fact that he had worked for Sunny, but he never gave. I mean, I guess he did give a okay, go ahead, because he had the packet, but we never saw that.
Yeah, but I guess it's letting him know I am on to you. Like, I am right. going to be watching you a little extra closely because I don't know if you're playing us now.
Right.
But then Anna, okay, hold on. So Dex went to Bobby's, ordered a grilled cheese and coffee. Joss burnt
his grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked it up and was like, this is delicious, and just ate it. And he's like, no, yep. you're not doing this to me.
Yep.
But then she's mad about the fact that he's going to be a cop.
I mean, she's going to be mad no matter what, because she's mad at the choice that she made.
Yeah.
So, and that's basically what Carly said to her. You don't get to be angry at everybody for the choice that you made. If you're not happy with it, then decide to change it. And if you are as happy as you can be in this unhappy situation, you just got to move through it, girlfriend.
Right. But then Anna went to see Brennan about Pikeman and straight up asked him, well, I mean, she told him, I know that you've been running Pikeman and you were doing the WSB. And he's like, how would I do that? That's not possible. Blah, 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 blah. And she's like, don't even do it. You know, it's the WSB could have used those weapons. You're a military contractor, whatever it is.
I didn't like how emotional they were making her. Like, Anna's very good at sticking to it and staying on point and separating her emotions. And it was looking like she was like almost getting teary eyed there talking to him. Like, there was a hit out on me and Curtis. Well, and
right. And well, Curtis was like, shot, you know, yeah, and she's like, it wasn't even me or Sonny. It was.
Right. Right. And like, yeah, I understand being emotional about that, like in your own time, but not when you're talking to the guy that you're trying to intimidate into giving you information.
Well, and so why is Pikeman trying to take down Sonny though? They're not even in the same.
Because they wouldn't let him use the land. Remember, they explained that last week.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
But it's just dumb. It's, I don't know. I expected her to stay stronger a little bit more, but I'm wondering if now the wheels are going to start turning about Valentine for her. Mm-hmm. And then you and her can like cry together. Your boyfriend betrayed you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you left your job. Maybe you didn't get fired from Crimson. You left because you're devastated that your crush
is
a bad guy.
But he comes around to see Nina enough that I would have been like, hi. Are you single?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to her figuring that out and to her ripping into him, man. That's going to be great.
It is, but I don't like feeling like it's going to undo a lot of things. And that's because we saw him struggle with his physical appearance. And, you know, I mean, we've talked a lot about this. Like, his psychology is, like, his mental, sometimes he goes back to being a child.
Right.
You know,
right.
Where the hurt child inside is struggling with these things. And I'm just not...
Yeah.
And I really don't feel like he would do this to his own daughter.
Right.
Like, it was one thing because when he came to Port Charles is when Claudette had her.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, when he took on Charlotte full time is kind of when he made the shift, you know, where he was right. like, okay, I need to not be doing this stuff now.
Yep.
I wonder if Charlotte's done with her community service by now.
I don't know. That's weird that we haven't seen her.
Mm-hmm.
They were dating and stuff, and now, nope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
I thought they would have kept that going for the...
They never resolved
Mm-mm.
the tarot cards.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. When was the last time we talked about that? I don't even know.
I feel like it's been, like, back in February was the last time that they showed them interacting, like, oh, they're dating or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe even before that. So, yeah, that's...
I feel like it actually might have been the fall.
I know that's whenever all this stuff happened with her getting shot and stuff and him feeling bad. And then whenever they went on their first date, I feel like that was like January.
I thought that was around Halloween, and that's why they went trick-or-treating together, and then she...
No, they went trick-or-treating together first, and then they started dating after that. But I'm just curious, like, they need to push that ahead.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I was going to jump to Heather because there's not really anything that connects her.
Yeah.
I felt torn because Laura's like, how are you feeling? And she's like, I feel better. And you see her talking to Kevin, and Kevin's like, hey, let me ask you these questions. And she's like, what are these questions for? This is how I would have expected my life to turn out. This is what I had wanted, blah, 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 blah. But then, yeah, Portia being freaked out by her being out of the cuffs and stuff, that would totally be me too. Like, you tried to kill my daughter, what the heck? And they're talking about just letting you free, like on time served, because of this mental issue that you had. What is going to stop you from being crazy again?
Right. And this is another one. Are they really going to undo everything that Heather Weber did?
Right.
I understand giving her not a pass on the murder spree that she went on, but the understanding, but not for everything else.
No.
Because basically, according to her timeline, it was during a skiing accident. So she was already gone. So she, if it's the cobalt poisoning, all the stuff she did before that is still bad. It's still the reason why she was locked up right. to begin with.
Right. And I didn't do extensive research into the cobalt poisoning, but like, we've heard this on the news before about how implants can go bad and stuff. Like, it takes time. Like, it's not just you get the implant and then all of a sudden you're going crazy. Like, your body has to wear away and get the toxic amounts of stuff in its system. So,
well, I think that's why they're saying, like, if she got it in the 90s or the early 2000s, would now be the time, and then that would explain the hook.
Right, right.
But it would definitely not explain everything else.
No, absolutely not.
Kevin's getting some compassion for her, though.
Yeah.
I loved, so Laura got the city employees on the hospital's health plan, and yeah. She came out, she was happy about it. She was with Tracy, right? Tracy? No. She went to see Terry, who was with her.
Alexis.
Alexis. And Alexis was, for once, keeping her mouth shut and not spilling the beans. And Kevin's like, well, did they sign it? Like, kind of letting Alexis know, that's my wife. Like, she
right,
totally
of course
told
I
me
know.
What she was doing.
Yeah.
Like, if she told you, she told me.
Yeah.
And then Diane found out that there is a third Burns brother, Fergus.
Right. That was all messed up. I mean, she's right on that. I thought she was kind of stretching it when she wanted to start that appeal, but he recused himself and then had his partner fill in? No.
How was that not
noticed back then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we think this means, who's the actor? Oh my gosh. So is Joe Flanagan going to come back as Fergus?
I don't know that they'd do that. Are they going to mess with her that way?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I just think that it's weird that now there's a third. Of course there is. I mean, to be fair.
Uh-huh. Everybody has 100 kids because you got to be able to find another sibling in time of need.
Oh, I do think, Terry gave Tracy her annual checkup and said that she's struggling with depression.
Yeah.
And Tracy told Stella, and Stella's like, why don't you, or no, Terry had told her, do something that you like. I wish that Terry had said, that is not going to 100% cure it.
Right, but it'll help you feel more normal.
Right, and then we will discuss other options.
Right. Well, she did say, you want to meet with Kevin, and Tracy laughed at her and was like, no.
Right, but then Tracy went to the stables and asked Cody to help her
yes.
get acquainted with the new horses. Because she wants to start writing.
Yes. That was perfect. And then Sasha had been there helping muck out the stalls.
Yeah.
And Olivia called and was like, help, can you help me make dinner? Because I was going to give dinner I was going to have dinner for Tracy's birthday, but instead I wanted to give it to Dante and them, and that what she had got had gone bad. So Sasha made a shepherd's pie, and Olivia acted like she was the first person on earth besides Olivia to ever cook anything in her life.
Oh, but I mean, that's Olivia's kitchen.
Yeah.
Have we ever really seen anyone else cooking?
No, we haven't seen anyone else in it, but I feel like it's not ridiculous to think that Sasha could make a shepherd's pie. Like,
right.
We haven't ever heard her say, like, I don't cook, or I have no idea how to cook, or whatever.
Right.
So it's not odd that she's cooking.
And then she and Cody discussed, she thanked him for understanding, you know, she's not ready. And I like the fact that he did not deny the fact that, you know, a couple days of, what did he say? Oh, what was it? He insinuated some adult time would be great, but I'm perfectly happy with this. Oh, what was it? I can't remember, but it was kind of cute.
I don't feel like they admitted their feelings for each other, though. That one Hulu headline says Cody and Sasha admitted their feelings. I don't feel like they admitted their feelings. They said, I appreciate you, and like gave each other that look, but they didn't kiss or say anything else. They hugged whenever they found out that Dante was going home.
Right.
But I don't
I think
feel
that's
like
what they're saying, though, is because she's reiterating to him, yeah, I'm going to help you here, but I still am not where you probably want me to be. And he's like, that's fine. He said something. It was actually cute.
I don't know how he worded it, but yeah, he said something about like suppressing his desire for her, but that that was okay.
Yes.
And it
was
cute.
I mean, that is discussing feelings. It's just not
but I feel like
ending up in a relationship. I think that normally when they say that, we're assuming they're getting together. No, they actually are solidifying that they are not for the time being.
I just assumed because we've already established that they're not for the time being, like 1700 times, that we would be establishing that they finally are.
Right. I don't know. But I do believe that is everything.
All right.
It was a pretty loaded week, but everything really did flow together.
Yes.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
So what's your reality check?
I had to officially say bye to my car. I'm so sad. The plate off it and everything so that they can tow it. And I'm so sad. And I'm not ready to car buy still, so I don't know what I'm doing. And then yesterday, Madeline had her last dance competition of the year. And that was exciting and fun. It was an all-day thing. Like, usually her parts are split between 2 days. But yesterday, it was an all-day. She had two dances early, awards, and then a later dance and awards. So we hung out in Altoona for the day, and she did fairly good, and she's not looking forward to the fact they have to go back to school on Tuesday, so that's where we're at.
Yeah, I forgot that Plum was off this week because I heard someone else saying something. I was like, oh yeah, that's right, they have spring break right now.
Oh, I'll tell you my reality check that you will agree with me is ridiculous. So Megan was had to go to the magistrate for truancy. She's an online student. She gets better grades online than she did in person. Mm-hmm. But apparently, if they fall below a certain grade at times, they have to log in every day. And she was not doing that. 100% take responsibility for my. I was not like I was on top of her for getting her work done, but I was not forcing her because I don't know how you force a 17-year-old at the time to do things if they refuse to. And totally, she needs to take responsibility for not getting it done. But they assigned us a court date on Tuesday. We go there. There's two other mothers there. We sit and wait for 15 minutes. Plus, we had been there early because it's court. You're not going to not show up early. And we get back there and the magistrate's like, oh, because you guys were on break, no one from the school district bothered to show up. So we're continuing the case for next Tuesday. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. If
the school should have responded
that date didn't work.
Yeah.
Or if they don't show up, it should have been dropped. Like, that's the way that works usually.
Mm.
So I wrote a strongly worded email to the administration of our district and of the high school saying basically, what lesson did you just teach my kid? And why is your time more important than mine?
Well, especially when I mean the irony in it is she's going before them for truancy and they didn't show up.
Right, exactly. And that's what I was trying to say to her. Like, you know, she was just, I mean, she is 18 now, but she's a senior in high school. We know how they are. Trouble accepting responsibilities. So she was like, you know, this isn't fair, blah, blah, blah. My grades are better than they've ever been. I'm passing everything. Like, I don't understand. And I was right there with them before Tuesday. Like, they're trying to teach you this lesson.
Right. When your grades can be fine, but if you're not following all the other rules.
Right. You could be
doing a great job at work, but if you're not showing up for it, you're not going to keep your job.
Exactly. If you're not meeting all the marks in life, there's consequences. of what's expected of you, blah, 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 blah. So I was totally with them. And then we get there and they didn't show up. And I was like, so mad. So yeah, not a happy mama right now.
That's just crazy. Yeah.
So waiting to see what happens this Tuesday, because I'm going to have a hard time keeping my mouth shut if they try to go too crazy with the punishment. So,
well, what would they do as punishment?
So they can suspend her license for a year, and parents are subject to a $30 a day fine for the days that the kids missed. They don't usually go that hard.
How many days did she miss?
Oh, like a whole bunch. I don't even know. Not $30, $300. I'm sorry, $300 a day. Because when I read it originally, I thought they were saying 300, like a one-time citation. It's 300 a day.
So she missed 5 days. That's $1,500.
Right. So,
oh my gosh.
So usually they don't impose that hard of consequences. But yeah, if they try to do something ridiculous, you know, I may be calling you to bail me out of jail, because I may be going off on somebody.
Well, this upcoming Tuesday, I have a massage. So if you could do it after 11, that'd be great.
It'll probably be right around that time, because court's at 11. So by the time that I get arrested and they get me somewhere for my one phone call, you should be done.
Oh, geez.
But yeah, ridiculous. Not ridiculous that they filed charges. Not ridiculous that you should be responsible for going to school, even online. Ridiculous that you filed charges and then you didn't show up because it was vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not allowed that same courtesy. So anyway, how about you?
I really didn't have a lot going on this week. I feel like almost everything that I planned didn't happen. And then a lot of stuff I didn't plan happened.
Oh.
Just a lot of work. I feel like that's always my reality check.
Yeah.
I worked. I'm even looking at my calendar. Oh my God. That's pretty much it. At therapy on Monday. That went well. I don't know. I don't feel like anything actually happened this week. Oh, okay. So Cookie the cat and Cody the dog kissed. They touched noses.
Oh, those
so
are
they
cute.
Like each other. For those that don't know, like, my aunt has a dog and she has been staying with us for a little while, and we've been keeping them separated. Like, they see each other occasionally. But, you know, we were slow to...
Yeah.
Cookie's been an only child for 12 years. You know, that's... And he's used to two other cats who had way different... Cookie is a pretty chill cat.
Yeah.
So it just took a little while. And now they're just hanging out, like, in the kitchen and stuff. They're smelling each other's butts all the time. It's great. I'll do that. That's my reality check. The pets are getting along and they're friends now. I am obsessed with the fact that I'm like, I just want to see them take a nap together.
I know. That's what I'm hoping that one day our dumb dog and cats will get to.
I think they will. Well, and part of the problem though is Cody's a rescue. So there's that, because we don't know exactly what happened. And
right.
But we do know for a fact part of what happened before caused him to lose an eye. So he only has one eye. So,
right.
And she's a black cat. And so it was very easy for her to startle him, which then he jumped back and then she jumped back. And I think that they've just, you know, he's gotten used to, okay, she is here. She is not leaving. And she's not going to hurt him, you know, but I do think that he is intimidated by her. I think that when she's still ruling the house, aren't you?
That's good.
She's like, yeah. But yeah. Yeah, it was boring this week. Next week will be more fun.
Okay.
So join us on Thursday as we talk or reshare Karen Wexler's pill addiction.
Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.